Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and the host of PlanetWaves.fm, here with an edition of StarCast 4, Sunday night, the 27th of March, 2022. Welcome. It's good to be with you. Tonight's chart is so extraordinary that I have included the main portion of this thing that I will be reading for you. So you can see, you just have to see this, right? So astrology is a visual art. It's also an intuitive art, and it works well in written, oral traditions and all that stuff. But at the end, an astrology chart and the planets themselves are things that we look at and appreciate visually. And this is what is called a locomotive pattern. Nobody talks about these chart patterns anymore. In fact, you could have the planets a heck of a lot more spread out than this, and still call it a locomotive pattern. That's to say, it resembles a speeding train, which is sometimes what it feels our lives are like right now. So let's begin with the basics. The moon is in Aquarius as of now. It's going to be there. Oh man, I just did the chart for when the moon enters Pisces. Let's do that again. The moon's in Aquarius right now. It's in fairly early Aquarius. It's in degree number 12. It's been there. It entered on Saturday afternoon, and so the moon will therefore enter Pisces at 12:31 a.m. EDT on Tuesday. So it's going to be in Aquarius for the rest of Sunday and all of Monday, and then overnight Monday to Tuesday, the moon changes signs to Pisces, and then it's a whole new ball game. That's the way that it's a whole new inning in the ball game. The way that the moon is read in astrology is what it does in that particular sign. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that because it is pretty special. So the moon is heading for a conjunction to Mars. That is going to take place, at least in American and European time zones, fairly early in the day on Monday. I'm not going to tell you exactly when that happens, but I am going to say, because I'm going to keep looking at my chart and not recasting it to cover certain details. But it's enough to say that it happens overnight, Sunday to Monday, and we're under the influence of this overnight Sunday to Monday, and therefore some of or much of Monday's vibe is going to be colored by this Moon-Mars conjunction in Aquarius. This is the kind of thing that is, first of all, it is about anger, it is about some kind of collective awareness. It is also irritating because the moon can do great in Aquarius, but when you've got the moon conjunct Mars in Aquarius, this can have a lot of emotional kind of pushing up onto the mental, and so create some interference and some anger there. So and also be conscious of anger involving women, anger involving mother, things that the moon tends to symbolize. But the other thing that the moon tends to symbolize is the public, and so there is potentially a kind of a flashpoint of public anger that is going on right now. I have a sense of what it is, and I'll have more to say about that, though it is going to be a few days from now, coming up on Friday's edition of Planet Waves FM. Okay, so the moon makes a conjunction to Mars. That is what it is doing now. And also notably, at the time of this recording, the moon is just arc minutes away from a square to Uranus. So those lunar squares to Uranus can represent turning points, sudden shift of mood, shift of feeling. Do your best to keep it positive. It is not always easy to keep it positive when Uranus and Mars and the moon are all involved, particularly with Mars and Uranus in a square aspect. Now, that square has passed several days ago. That's what characterized most of last week, was the Mars-Uranus square. That was the tension that was going on, and the another potentially angry aspect, but Mars and Uranus now are rejoined in a square because the moon is making aspects to both of them. So despite the fact that Mars is separating from its square to Uranus, that means the square is over. It's already 4 degrees out and all that stuff. Well, that matters for some things. It doesn't matter for everything. And one of the things it doesn't matter for is when the moon passes through the territory, first making a square to Uranus, then making a conjunction to Mars. So they're involved, and this is classic accident astrology. Make sure that you take it slow and stay back and give yourself room to slow down when people are slowing down, and try to get out of traffic jams and that kind of thing. Keep it slow, Casey Jones. Better watch your speed. Easy does it. Okay, then the next thing that happens is that into the day on Monday, the moon forms a conjunction to Venus. This will tend to lighten things up a bit, though it's still a kind of a mental and communicative lightness. There's a better sense of community spirit, potentially a reconciliation of anything that might have gotten a little overheated, overcooked, or overfried by the moon conjunct Mars earlier in the day on Monday. And then this leads to some very interesting stuff going on let's get this right. Now, I had this chart up a second ago, and now I've got it back. Okay, so this leads to the main event on Monday, which is at 3:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Time. At 3:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, there is a triple conjunction of Juno, Saturn, and Venus. You can see this in the chart. The three of them are very packed together. It's easy to see the Aquarius symbol. It's those blue wavy lines. Venus is the symbol on the ladies' room, and Juno looks a lot like that, but with a little flower on top, and it too is blue and has a 21 next to it. Saturn is the kind of yellow H with a 21 on it. These are all on the right side of the chart, toward the lower side of the chart that you may be looking at. And by the way, if you can't see this, if you're listening on Podbean or Apple or something like that, jump over to planetwaves.net and click the StarCast link and listen there. That's where I put the resources. Again, planetwaves.net/StarCast, or there's just a tab right at the top of the page. So this triple conjunction takes place tomorrow at 3:27, and this is exciting, it is interesting, and I wonder what it is about. There is definitely something up with this. Now, the interesting part is that while Venus and Saturn tend to have a bad reputation, don't necessarily go that well together in Western astrology, in Vedic astrology, they are great friends because Venus and Saturn are co-rulers of Libra, the air sign Libra. That is to say, Libra ruled by Venus and Saturn exalted in Venus. So that is happening, and I don't want to predict what that is about, but I will tell you that something moves on Monday. Something unusual moves and happens on Monday. Now, while that happens, Mars is working its way up to Saturn, so the other shoe is going to drop. That takes place in a few days. While we're here, let's take a look at, just so we can see ahead, for that Mars conjunct Saturn, and that happens on April 4th. Okay, so we're a little bit off from that. That's more coverage for the next edition, but recognize that there is this sensation of, oh, something's going to happen, then something else is going to happen. Now, other notable aspects this week, among the most notable among them is the Sun conjunct Chiron. Mr. Chiron, where are you? The Sun conjunct Chiron in Aries. This is also a triple conjunction. Mercury is right there, so it's really Mercury, Chiron, and the Sun in a conjunction. And this is very closely timed to the Aries new moon. Let's take a quick look at that chart. The Aries new moon also takes place on April 1st, so it's going to be a very exciting April Fool's Day. And that chart is a quad conjunction in Aries. By the way, this locomotive-style chart means that the planets are mostly concentrated in Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries, and they are starting to move into Aries. And so by the time of the new moon on April 1st, we've got this quad conjunction aligned with it. That's going to be Mercury, Sun, Moon, and Chiron all together. So Chiron always ramps up the intensity, power, and influence of anything that makes contact with it or that it makes contact with. This is a very exciting chart. Keep an ear out for the ways in which you can be helpful. One of the most important things that you can do is to help define space, help define roles, help provide an organizing principle in any group or social environment. These things tend to be a bit chaotic. By that I mean social environments tend to be a bit chaotic unless one of two things is present. One is a strong sense of purpose, and the other is a strong sense of leadership. And in this case, we need both a sense of purpose through coherent leadership. There's a lot moving in the world right now. There are a lot of people who are playing the game of being ignorant and confused. We have absolutely no excuse to be ignorant and confused unless we just want to stay in denial about what is going on around us. And I want to keep throwing rocks at anyone who happens to not be in denial. So let's not do that. The astrology this week, very strong, all leading in to the Aries new moon on Friday with major conjunctions happening. We went through a stage of those about a month ago where everything was grouped in Capricorn around Pluto, and now things are grouped in Aquarius around Saturn, and they're also grouped in Aries around Chiron. The other thing going on that is coming from the background into the foreground, finally, and will be exact on April 12th, is the one and only conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. This does not happen again for a very long time. Let's just end with a reminder of that. I think I talked about it in the last edition of StarCast. Always good to listen to the most recent edition as well as the current edition, because I'm usually talking about similar astrology, but I'm going to talk about it in a slightly different way and cover things I might not have covered. I see what I've got to do here. So Jupiter is conjunct Neptune about once every 13 years, right? So that's not in itself a big deal. However, Neptune moves only very slowly, and it is not going to be back in Pisces for a very long time. Let's see where I'm all the way up to 2086, and then Jupiter's in Leo, and now this is a long freaking time. It's not until the 21st century. When is this? A long time. We're at 2150. Neptune is still in Capricorn. So let's keep going, just for shits and giggles. Okay, 2188, close to the year 2200, is the next time we have a conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. Mark your calendar, May 10th, 2188. Something to look forward to. Or you can look forward to it on April 12th, 2022. That means it's happening now. That means it's right upon us. It is with us. This is astrology that is happening and developing, and it is one of the main events of all of 2022. It is a somewhat fleeting moment. Please pay attention. Take your opportunities. Make love, not war. And do your best to believe the truth and not the lies that you are being told, and more accurately, being sold. If you like this astrology, please get yourself a subscription to planetwaves.net. You can see that under subscriber services. Without you, we have nothing. Signing off from Kingston, New York at 5:55 on Sunday. My name is Eric Francis. Bye for now.